Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon, that's for sure. Joining us now by phone, we've got Kyle Chaney from Politico. Kyle, welcome back.
Hey, Charles, good to be here.
Man, it's always a pleasure. Now, listen. Okay, I got to tell you this. Literally, John Kasich grew up not 3 miles away from where we are at right now.
Wow, and that's why he's a Steelers fan, huh?
That not only that's why he's a Steelers fan, he's from Keys Rocks, and Keys Rocks is a nice neighborhood. But I got to tell you something. You can't drive down the road and say John Kasich. You can't have a bumper sticker on your car. They don't want it to, you know, it's kind of like Santorum in Pennsylvania. Okay? Yeah. So what you got to do is when you go to talk about him, you got to talk real soft. So nobody hears, okay? So no, but I mean seriously, this was interesting, yeah.
It was pretty incredible. There have been some rumblings throughout the week that maybe Kasich is in a stronger position than people realize heading into the voting, but you know, you have to see it to believe it because there have been so many shifting polls and different dynamics in play with Marco Rubio being up and then down and Christie making a comeback, supposedly making a comeback. So you didn't really know where it was going to end up, but at the end of it, yeah, he ended up on top of that establishment lane in the Republican Party. You know, Trump just crushed everybody, but the real fight was for who was going to come in behind him, and Kasich won that pretty substantially.
Now, let me ask you, you know, does Kasich have enough money to continue on? Does he have a war chest big enough?
Well, that's going to be his struggle now. No, I mean, he really does not. To the long haul, I mean, he's got enough to get him through South Carolina, but he needs this win or second place finish, I guess, to really translate into a fundraising windfall. He needs that to be his calling card now to donors, and maybe even pulling in some of the donors that are going for Bush or for Christie, and say, hey, I'm your guy who can win now, so you better come on board. And if that happens, he may be able to get money and might get it quickly to help start building a real operation after South Carolina. But if not, he's going to be in trouble because he's got a lot of opponents who have much better resources available and already have built organizations around the country.
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting all the way around. Any chance you think that maybe he's running for vice president?
You know, that was the conventional thinking on this for a while, that he never really had a shot. That he's an attractive vice presidential candidate because he has Ohio and he's popular in Ohio, whatever you think of him. They like him out there, and Ohio's a must-win for Republicans. So I think that's always been in his back pocket. I think now you see how far he can ride this wave because maybe he is the nominee that the party's been looking for, and this will just be a backup plan. That would just be a backup plan.
I could just imagine that conversation. Make me vice president, or I'll unwin Ohio for you. Stranger things have happened, yeah?
Yeah, it's true. And it's I guess easier said than done. You know, as popular as he is, you know, national politics are a whole different ballgame with this. I mean, not like Paul Ryan didn't win Wisconsin for Mitt Romney. You know, and so I don't know if those relationships really come into play that strongly.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else interesting that you didn't expect seeing from last night?
Well, you know, the Rubio finish in fifth place was pretty incredible. But what was the most interesting about that was Chris Christie, you know, didn't gain a thing from that. I mean, the whole storyline was Christie just eviscerated Rubio during the debate, and so they switched places. You know, Rubio would sink, Christie would rise, and it just turned out, I think people are calling it like a kamikaze thing because Christie really gave it to Rubio, but ended up taking both of them down. And so he's going to suspend his campaign today, it looks like.
Right.
And that will narrow the field a little bit, but we did not expect Christie to perform as poorly as he did.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm sure I'm not the only person who kind of went little chuckle after that debate performance from Christie. But, you know, I'm wondering, the people who were actually looking forward to seeing Christie more often, who they might be interested in now?
I mean, that's the question, right? Is where do his donors go? Do they go? Do they flock to Kasich? Or where do, you know, he had a lot, he had the union leaders in, he had a lot of, you know, the New Hampshire support he had, which is where he really put all his emphasis. It's not as important anymore. But there are, you know, people who are interested in the sort of, the governor representing the party are going to have to decide between Kasich and Jeb Bush. And Kasich is trying, that's his whole pitch right now, is I just won New Hampshire, I showed I could beat Jeb Bush, so I'm your guy, I'm the one you want to go to. And Bush is showing that he's going to not go down without a huge fight in South Carolina, where he's positioned to do a lot better than Kasich is.
Right. So this is going to be interesting. I think we could probably, more easily say we don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be interesting nonetheless, yeah?
It absolutely is. It's, I mean, if it's been more fun than you can imagine, more interesting than you can imagine, I guess, it's going to keep going that way.
Kyle, it's always a pleasure. I want to hear about some of these road trips, you know, but that's another
story.
Hey, how do we find out more about you and what you do for Politico?
Check out Politico.com. We have a new look for these big moments, these election day moments. So it'll be fun to keep track of everything there. Blanket coverage for the next few months.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got to tell you, man, I want one of those ashtrays off of Jeb's bus. Okay.
I will make that my goal for you.
All right, man. We appreciate it. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor Stock Radio.